You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very quick, efficient, and effective podcast on Ask Drone You. Today we're going to be learning about those pesky airspace authorizations. What if you need one right now? What if someone else has one? Can you use theirs? We're going to talk about that today, but we're also going to talk about why being a Drone You member is going to add value to that exact problem. So guys, welcome to the show. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. We do appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. This is episode number 607. Hope you're having a fabulous day.
We are.
I definitely do hope you're having a fabulous day. And today's question is brought to you by our good friends at Charkey. We've had so many members call in to me and say they were skeptical of trying a lamb-based jerky. But good news, they really liked it. Now, the flavor that everyone really loves is sweet and spicy. And frankly, I've never been a big jerky person until recently. So now, whenever I go out to a job, I make sure I've got Charkey on hand. So if you want to be like me, just go to Amazon, order a few bags of Charkey, and you'll have it ready to go for your next drone adventure. All right, Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that funky question. If you want Charkey, go to charkey.love.
Hey guys, Daniel here from Rochester, New York. Have a question regarding authorizations and waivers. I know it's possible to kind of have someone that's not 107 fly commercially by having someone present that can take control of the flight with their 107. I was wondering if it's possible to do the same thing with authorizations. So like I received an airspace authorization for the Class Charlie airspace of Rochester, but I was wondering if someone wanted to fly there, as long as I was present and able to take control of the flight immediately, is that something that's transferable in essence? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Have a good day.
Great question, Daniel. Thank you for asking it so succinctly as well. It was well done. Well done. So golf clap.
It was good.
It was good. 315-yard drive right down the middle of the fairway.
Very good. Yeah, and he's got a chip approach to the green. So,
very nice.
Anyway, great question. Can I use someone else's waiver to fly a specific mission? The answer, Rob? Yes, you can.
Sweet.
Woohoo! But there are caveats, guys. In fact, I've actually been talking to my local FISDO about this very issue because I needed to fly a project here in Albuquerque and I didn't have my airspace authorization approved yet. So I have actually been working with my friend, Joel. Thank you very much, Joel. In fact, I'm probably going to have to pay him to come out for this next one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be using his authorization to take care of a project that I need to take care of. So
it's very cool. So what are the variables? What has to happen in order for that to be okay?
In order for it to be okay, the remote pilot in command that is listed on the waiver has to be present in order for the authorization to be okay. Now, there are some authorizations that say no specific pilot has to be there that the company can deem a remote pilot in command.
Okay.
So, yeah, interesting, huh? So now if you're a Drone U member, and let's say you've got to fly in Seattle and you got to fly in Alabama and you got to go down to Florida, how can you fly in those airspaces in a rush time frame? Well, if you're a Drone U member, we have this part of the website that's called Where in the World Are Members From, and they can actually add in what airspace authorizations they have so a member can reach out to that person and say, hey, I realize you have an authorization in Chicago and I really need to fly. Can I pay you $200 to show up for the day and fly with me and be my visual observer and use your authorization? Sure.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, that's in the works, but it's coming very soon. The Where in the World part is there. The authorizations and waivers part is coming very, very soon. But it's
in progress.
It is in progress, but it'll be done. It's not that big of a deal. But
see, that is the benefit. And that is the power of the community, gentlemen.
It is.
You know, when I went to school a long time ago, I loved school, especially the very first drone school that I went to when I got my certificate, degree, whatever you want to call it. It's all bullshit in the end anyway. What's important, though, is what you learn from your peers, because it's like having an ear in the industry all over the world. So you get the best information from really cool people in a very fast time.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't valuable to you, I don't know what is. McDonald's hamburgers, French fries.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Get out of here. Anyway, I hope that answers the question. Rob, do you have anything else to add here?
No, I think it's actually a pretty straightforward question. It's a really good one, but the answer is pretty straightforward. Excited about what the community of DroneU is going to be able to offer to people who could benefit from this idea, from this concept. But yeah, hopefully you're good, Daniel, but if not, let us know.
Definitely, guys. And if you're looking on how can I apply for an airspace waiver, check out our YouTube channel where you can get step-by-step directions on how to apply for an airspace waiver, which we just learned are going to be good until June of next year. So that's 1 year from today, and all airspace authorizations supposedly are going to end in June of next year. So now we know when the app is supposedly going to come out. They said September, then December. Now they're saying June.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess.
What else can you say?
We'll find out how the cookie crumbles there, Rob.
That's right.
Anyway, that is going to do it for us today. Again, if you need help on those waivers, those authorizations, I shouldn't even call them waivers. If you need help on those authorizations, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, and then search DroneU. It's going to do it. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.